All right, we're joined now by the driver of the number 46 Mobile 1 Toyota, Brandon Jones, our third place finisher on the night. Brandon, good finish. Can you just walk us through your run?
It was kind of a crazy day with the rain and everything this morning. We had two practices there, obviously. Got some track time this morning and didn't think that we were a top three truck at the end of that. I knew we were at least a top five there. Just were a little too tight all day long. I know a lot of our guys were fighting that. But in the race, started 28th with that team being kind of a one-off team there with the 46 truck, not running too much there. Luckily, Kyle had a win in it last year and got us a provisional in, so that was pretty cool. Started in the back, kind of had to keep our fight all day long and worked our way up to the last segment there. Came down to two in the best business there that finished 1-2. So it was pretty cool to be able to race the boss man Kyle there at the end a little bit and be able to at least hold on as long as we did there.
And Brandon, you're still a young guy. You've been around for a couple of years, though, and it seems like you've been very consistent in Xfinity this year. Big truck finish today. Do you feel things are really starting to click for you?
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a lot of effort right now going on with myself, especially with our Xfinity program as well. Chris Gayparth, the crew chief on that car, has really been doing a really good job of teaching me a lot of things and getting my racing IQ up. We've been having a lot of meetings. We've been having a lot of simulator time with TRD. So we've been putting 24 hours into it just about every single day this entire year. So it's starting to pay off here little by little. We're starting to work our way into the top five there. Had a couple of shots a few weeks ago to really run well. Been running up front in that car. So all in all, I think things are turning around for us here. I think we've got some momentum built up. Looking forward to coming here next week also in the ARCA car and the Xfinity car. I think I've learned a little bit from the night. That'll help us for next week.
Awesome. Questions for Brandon. We'll start with Jacob.
Jacob Zielman, Speed Sport. Brandon, at the end of last year, before the switch over to JGR, to Toyota, you seemed just at a point in your career where it was almost, you kept getting kicked like you were almost down and out. And now this year seems to have just completely rejuvenated you. I mean, is there any one specific thing that you can attribute that to? Is it the people? Is it the teamwork? I mean, you just seem like a totally different driver this year than you've been.
Yeah, I mean, running up front will change your attitude for sure. But I think it's everyone right now that's behind me 100%. I think it's the learning that I've had, the teaching that I've had from Chris Gayparth, the support from JGR, the support from Toyota. So everyone that's kind of been a part of this year so far has helped me get to the point where I'm at right now. And I think if we obviously keep on this track we're at, we're obviously learning at a really, really fast pace right now. So if I continue to go at this pace, it's not going to be much longer. We're going to be top three every single week. So a lot of people there to thank and to contribute to that. I'm sure everyone knows what happened at Las Vegas there in the Xfinity car, so that was in the back of my mind. He had a very good day. He had two pretty bad pit stops, one to the back, so obviously his day wasn't going the way it should have been there for him. I knew his truck was pretty fast there, so I was gonna block and hold on as long as I could, but I knew once he got underneath me, I was gonna just kind of see if we could drag race it there to the end. He had the momentum there, so all in all, that's kind of what happened.
Anything else downstairs? Press box questions.
It'll be the MDM team. I can't remember 100% the number. I know the eight that I ran last year is full time, and I know their other number is as well. So.
Got a follow-up, Chris? All right, thank you. Any more? All right, Brandon, thank you for your time. Good run, and have a good night.